by doing that, if there are 108 beats, huh? Even if you have five beats
with the by number six, you should be calm, right?
No, it is better than zero.
Five agusala, five times of agusala.
Better than zero agusala.
No, he means five times of agusala more than.
What about five times of agusala?
Do you know that?
Possible.
Possible, but already passed. You know, it's already passed.
But I see a difference, because if something is done as a kind of practice, mm-hmm. then if it's not kusala, then it's wrong practice.
Yes.
I think that's the point she's making. One is developing more kusala, whereas when we react with chue dile or whatever, we don't think we're developing any kusala.
Right.
Back to the seclusion, and how about now? We know about references of going to the forest, like in the Satipatthana Sutta, are referring to...
In what sutta?
In suttas such as the Satipatthana Sutta.
One is already there.
For the monks who are already there mm-hmm. by accumulations.
By their lives.
By their lives. Because it's a natural place to go. Now in the Visuddhimagga, what about when we read something like, gone to the forest or an empty place, this signifies that he's found an abode favorable to the development of concentration through mindfulness of breathing.
Okay. What about going with agusala?
Could be going with agusala mm-hmm. or
kusala. Yeah, why not?
Going with
agusala. Anyone
akusala?
Can go yes. in the forest with agusala.
Agusala or agusala.
Agusala okay. and wholesome.
But then why does it say an abode favorable to the development of concentration?
Yes, because concentration is not the understanding of reality at any time.
But it's suggesting that it's favorable for something that is kusala because...
For those who have accumulation. And for some who can attain even the divine eye.
For those who have the accumulation, mm-hmm. so... suggesting those who perhaps have already developed samatha to such a degree, but then it goes on to say, for this bhikkhu's mind has long been dissipated among visible data, etc., and does not want to mount the object of concentration through mindfulness of breathing. It runs off track like a chariot harnessed to a wild ox. So this doesn't suggest someone who has the accumulations naturally.
Did he suggest any layman?
Maybe not, no layman. But even for a bhikkhu, because usually the way I respond or answer is like in the Satipatthana Sutta, well, those who have the accumulations and those who've already gone to the forest and those who have already developed samatha.
And here, shall we postpone the development of panya from now on?
Well, of course, it's not what I'm advocating, but it's what other people advocate. Mm-hmm. A lot of people today talk about developing jhana and they don't see it.
Excuse me, with understanding or not understanding about jhana at all?
Well, we would say without understanding, but they would say...
They're
not understanding. Right.
Nothing okay. to do with us.
No. But anyway, so someone quoted this passage because I was saying for those who have prior accumulations and understanding to develop jhana... and they are already in the forest, but this quote that someone responded with suggests not necessarily the accumulation.
Excuse me, if there is no panya right now to understand this moment, whether it's calm or not, can anyone reach jhana, that stage of calmness?
Yes.
So it has to start or begin mm-hmm. from this moment.
Mm-hmm. No matter what it says mm-hmm. or no matter yeah. what yeah. we read. And
yeah. If there is no panya at this moment, how can it yes. grow?
No matter what the place or mm-hmm. no matter if there's no understanding of seclusion now, mm-hmm. then...